With so much national attention in the media surrounding the NFL's concussion crisis, a lot of parents are becoming more concerned about their kids playing contact sports. But what are the actual risks? And what should you do if your child suffers a concussion? We're asking these questions today because we also know playing sports is good for kids, physically and psychologically. So if we take the sports option off the table, could we actually, as parents, be doing more harm than good? Joining me live in studio to answer our questions about this is Dr. Derek Koons. He is part of the sports medicine team at St. Alphonsus Regional Medical Center. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, and good to be here.
First question, tell us what a concussion actually is.
Yeah, great question. So there's a lot of controversy and misinformation out there about concussion, and I try to keep things really simple. Mm-hmm. And the way that I try to describe concussions to patients is you've got a head injury, and then you develop some form of a neurological symptom that doesn't go away quickly. And that neurological symptom can be headache, nausea, trouble sleeping, trouble remembering, trouble concentrating, a whole list of them. But the head injury has to be present, and then a neurological symptom following, and boom, right there you have a diagnosis of concussion.
And why so much national media attention around this? I mean, because, you know, you every time it seems like we turn the TV on and there's some discussion about the NFL and concussions. I mean, is that really where this has stemmed from?
Well, I think that in the past, for those of us who played sports, we rarely heard of concussion, and we only really thought about it if we had a bad head injury, we lost consciousness, and then we ended up in the hospital not remembering our name for a while. But now we know that concussion is more than that. And what we've found is that if athletes and just normal individuals suffer concussion and they're not treated appropriately, those individuals are at risk for developing long-term problems, whether it's chronic headaches, mood disorders. So it's something that we're very well aware of now, and mm-hmm. we're very, very precautious. And what I would say is 20 years ago, the pendulum was way over here on the other side that we rarely thought about concussion. And now every time a person hits their head and they develop a little bit of a headache, we're worried about concussion. And that pendulum needs to swing a little bit towards the middle, in my opinion. But it is what it is right now. And so we deal with it the best way we mm-hmm. can.
And, you know, what's interesting to me is that, you know, as a parent, you know sports are good for your kids. I mean, there are so many benefits of it. But then when there's all of this talk, then you kind of start to freak out. Because right. you know, you're like, oh, I don't want my kid to, you know, to get concussion after concussion. So is that really something we need to be super concerned about as parents?
Well, I wouldn't let it play into a decision of whether or not your child should play a sport. I think that sports for children and adults is one of the best things that they can be involved in. Now, if your child or yourself personally start to have issues with concussion and you notice that you're more susceptible to that for whatever reason, then yeah, you have to take a step back and weigh the pros and cons and whether or not it's worth it to you. But I think the benefits of participating in sport and being active far outweigh the cons. And so I certainly encourage all kids to be involved in sports. But, you know, there are certain things that we can do to prevent concussion mm-hmm. and getting people more educated is a big part of that. And making sure that kids are appropriately sized with other kids and they're not, you know, we don't want somebody who weighs 150 pounds playing a contact sport with somebody who weighs 75 pounds because we're asking for trouble in that situation. But certainly something we need to be more aware of, but definitely not trying to steer people away from sports. Contact or not.
I'm talking with Dr. Derek Koons with the sports medicine team at St. Alphonsus Regional Medical Center. We're talking about concussions, particularly kids and concussions. And if you have questions or comments, you can always email us, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Tweet at us, KBSX915. Use the hashtag IdahoMatters. Just makes it a lot easier for us to find you in the Twitterverse out there. So, Dr. Koons, are there specific sports that you see more concussions in, or is it pretty much if you play a sport, you may get a concussion?
Yes, I would say if you play sports, you're at risk for a concussion. Certainly there are sports out there like football, soccer, lacrosse. We tend to see more concussions in those sports, and that's mainly just because of the contact that we see. But we see it in folks who are runners and they slip and fall and they hit their head on a rock or whatever. So it doesn't have to be contact sports. But certainly there are those sports like football, lacrosse, and some of these other contact sports where we're seeing it more commonly. And whether it's a product of we're more aware of it now and we keep track of it, or is it happening more commonly, I don't know the answer to that question.
But that's a good point, though, right? Are we just tracking it more? So what are the signs of a concussion? I mean, because I always know, like, when my kids hit their head, I'm like, are their pupils dilated?
Right,
and I'm sitting
right
there like, and they're kind of like, leave me alone. But
right.
I mean, is that something we should be looking for? What are those signs?
Well, certainly when we talk about dilated pupils, one versus the other, that's a major concern and something that would very rarely happen. Some of the more common symptoms associated with concussion are headache, feeling very fatigued. A lot of my patients will say they're very irritable. They have a trouble sleeping, or all they want to do is sleep.
Mm.
Some of them have issues with feeling very anxious, depressed. They can't concentrate on things. So there's a whole list of them, but those are the more common ones. And so if your child has participated in a sport or something happened where they potentially injured their head and now they're developing some of these symptoms, I certainly would be concerned about concussion in that setting.
And is that something that happens, you know, quickly, like they're you know, playing a sport and they come home and they complain about a headache or something like that? Or could it be a couple of hours or a couple of days, you know, down the road? And I'm asking, just how long should we be concerned about this?
Yeah, I don't think there are any clear guidelines on that. Most patients, if they have a head injury, they're going to develop symptoms pretty quickly. However, it's not very unusual that I hear from a patient that, hey, I was playing in a soccer game on Saturday, I collided with another player, hit my head, I was able to continue playing, and then an hour after I got home, took a shower, and then I just started developing headaches and nausea or whatever neurological symptom may be. I certainly think that that fits the realm of concussion, but it's usually more hours after the event and not days.
And then when should we take our kiddos in, like if we're concerned about this? Because I would think if you can get it diagnosed, then there's probably a line of treatment, things like that.
Right, yeah. So especially if your child is participating in a sport and you're worried about concussion, then you need to have them evaluated. Now, there are certain symptoms that you talked about, like a blown pupil. If the child is complaining of a severe headache that's worsening, if you're having a difficult time waking them up or they're not interacting with you, some concerning symptoms, then our recommendation is that they go to the emergency room and get advanced imaging to rule out concussion, like a head bleed, which would not meet the definition of concussion. Because in order for you to have a concussion, you have to have a normal, imaging. In that,
okay,
if we were to do a CT scan or an MRI on concussion patients, it would come back as normal. If you did a CT scan or an MRI on someone and found a brain hemorrhage or a skull fracture, that puts it out of the realm of concussion. So certainly if your child has a head injury, you're noticing some symptoms that just don't feel right, then they need some medical attention, and that's probably not going to be going to the ER all the time, but rather following up with a pediatrician, or we have a sports medicine walk-in clinic that's available for concussion patients or for those patients we're concerned about concussion.
Mm-hmm.
So a valuable resource, because we're able to kind of help answer a lot of those questions, and we may not always be directing you to go to the ER and wait several hours and have an expensive CT scan or MRI.
And can it be treated? Can a concussion be treated? I mean, because, you know, what we're also hearing in the media is, you know, if you've had a concussion or the two concussions, you should not play this sport anymore. What would you say to something like
treatment
that?
Treatment for concussion usually involves what we call physical and cognitive rest. So the reason why I say that is because a brain injury like concussion is just like an injury to an ankle. Let's say you sprained your ankle, where your body has an immediate feedback mechanism that, hey, if I go run on a sprained ankle, it hurts. I shouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. I should rest until it heals. Concussion is a brain injury, and unfortunately, with concussion, the body doesn't have an immediate feedback that, hey,
like something hurts.
Right, yeah. So if I have a concussion, I go watch TV, which is the equivalent of running on a sprained ankle for a concussion. I don't get this immediate feedback that all of a sudden I have a severe headache, my eyes start watering. It's just not that immediate feedback. And so what we say with concussion is you need to rest the brain just like you would any other part of the body that's injured. And that's refraining from screens, not participating in sports, because that's very demanding on the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Anything where your brain has to take in multiple stimuli and process that and react, that's going to be problematic for concussion. Mm-hmm. So we try to take away all of that from the brain so that it can start to heal. And that's the main part of concussion. And if concussions last for a long time, we talk about different type of therapy, medicines, but the mainstay is rest.
And so bottom line for parents, if, you know, they're maybe waffling about, well, should I let my kiddo play, like, say, soccer or something like that? I mean, what would you tell them? Because it goes back to the fact that there are such benefit to sports.
Yeah, absolutely. And so if a parent ever came into my clinic asking questions, should my child play or not, I would tell them yes almost every single time. Now, if that child had participated in sports in the past and they had had 3 or 4 concussions and their symptoms lasted for 6-8 months at a time, then yeah, maybe you start having a different conversation. But for most of the kids, getting them out and participating in sports is awesome, and I would recommend it almost 99% of the mm-hmm. time. And if there's questions about, yeah, they've had a head injury or concussion in the past, then yeah, let's talk a little bit more about it. But that's going to be very rare.
But and those rare cases, though, are the ones that you really want to be paying attention to.
Exactly, because if they've had a concussion before, they're at an increased risk for it happening again. That doesn't mean that they shouldn't do it. It just means that we should talk about maybe taking some extra precautions mm-hmm. and being very diligent about monitoring for concussion symptoms.
Well, I appreciate you talking about this today. I think it's good information. It's good to have a doctor in here telling us what we really should be concerned about when it comes to our kids and sports. My guest today, Dr. Darren Koons, with the sports medicine team at St. Alphonsus Regional Medical Center. We've been talking about concussions and kids and sports. Good conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.